brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is incredibly stressful how insane all of this is, and I have been more stressed out lately than I've ever been in my life. And I realize it's probably because my cousin died of whatever this weaponized bacteria it looks like in people's lungs now. They went and did cultures. My uncle's in the hospital. A lot of people I know have died from this. I mean, young, healthy people. Rob Dew had a good friend, 34, die. And, of course, you're not hearing about that in the news with these new super bacteria that even the World Health Organization predicts are going to kill potentially hundreds of millions a year. They're already killing tens of millions a year. And their answer is more antibiotics, more antibiotics. The overuse of it is what's allowed all this. And it's probably engineered. And I am just in a controlled rage right now, which I haven't been in a long time. And I'm just sick of the corruption of society, the lying in the general public, and the dishonorableness that is just increasing by the minute. We've got to hold fast, though, and calm down and just trust in God. We just got to trust in God. John B. Wells' flight was delayed in Dallas, but he thinks he'll be here on time. Is John B. Wells here yet? Oh, he is here. I forgot to ask that during my ranting during the break. The real radio show is going on during the breaks here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I'm a weirdo. When I read DARPA plans from 20 years ago to develop bioengineering so-called vaccines that re-engineer the brain, I've been warning people for more than a decade about this. And then when I start seeing movies the last 3-4 years promoting in the future, they give you a shot to make you behave yourself for there on after, or the elite get them the brain boost. So they're already selling viruses in your brain, attacking your brain as a brain boost. I mean, you could tell people it was elitist to, you know, stick their hand in a garbage disposal. And I'm telling you, half the yuppies would do it. And now they're like, oh, the troops are going to be taken care of. We make them serve 5, 6, 7 tours that no one's ever done before. Even more than one tour is not, you know, recommended. And we're putting them on all these drugs. And all the troops I've talked to, where they make them go on psychotropics for no reason. They make them go on opiates so they can claim that they're mentally ill. And then now, oh, we got a shot for you after 7 years, 8 years of combat. And it's literally a shot to decommission an old horse. I mean, it's literally like taking your old horse. And horses are instinctive. They're actually real smart. People think horses are stupid. They're not. They're real high-blooded. And an old horse, folks, I've read a lot of accounts of this, when the Elmer's glue truck comes, and you can get, you know, $50 for the horse nowadays, back then a couple dollars, to render down their spinal cord, their hooves, and everything into glue, or into glycerin, you know, animal-based glycerin. Our glycerin, our products is plant-based, but animal-based glycerin gelatin. And the horse that's known you for 20 years will freak out and fight for its life, even though it's been loaded up in a trailer 500 times when that glue truck pulls up. Because they can smell the horse's fear. They know. That's why they've always got, you know, they get the owner to come out and soothe you on board. And I'm watching the establishment put the troops on the glue truck, and they're getting the needles out. They're already doing the, quote, trials at the military bases to put out all their fake reports, and they're going to spike everybody with this stuff, and then they're going to come for me and my family. And we're just in a giant psychopathic petri dish, a giant psych ward, psych warfare system with these scumbags literally having their way with us because they love hurting people. And if people would just wake up to it, it could all end. But it's so horrific that the average person who comes face-to-face with such a monumentally wicked conspiracy that's so open, hidden in plain view, that they can't face it. I mean, anybody listening could go find out that they're planning to roll out vaccines for culture control to literally brain damage everyone and try to take our free will and our joy and our pain away, our humanity away. I mean, this is beyond anything ever even imagined. And it's happening not with a bang, but with a whimper. And God help us. God help us.
In
the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I'm going to finish up what I was covering in the last hour, the attack on free will, the attack on the individual, the attack on consciousness these devils are engaged in. Just to put bookends on this, and I'm going to do some special reports the next week, updating people. They've been developing for two decades brain-attacking, re-engineering viruses that are designed to only go into certain areas of the brain and to destroy areas of the brain that are uploading electrochemical impulses and exchanging chemicals. That's how it attacks. I mean, the virus attacks the whole brain in all the studies, but it doesn't activate and replicate except in the cells right around the compounds. So that's how it's able to target certain receptor sites in the ganglia. And this is the stuff they admit they've got. And what I want to explain to you is we already caught them with the H1N1 5 years ago. We had medical doctors on it. Later came out this was true. When I heard it, I found it hard to believe, but they'd done the test with electron microscopes and looked at it. They had put H1N1 in the vaccine as a, quote, simulant, an attenuated virus, but one that was able to replicate. So I guess that isn't attenuated. They called it attenuated. It's not even attenuated. I guess it's just altered to track the spread of the virus the next year. And then that was actually the H1N1 outbreak. And so we have a government and a system that's done thousands of lethal chemical and biological and radiological tests on Americans, troops, foster kids, Native Americans, black people especially. Blacks and Native Americans have just hammered the daylights out of them. But they do it to everybody. Poor Appalachian folks. Basically anybody they think nobody will listen to. And they've hammered people up one side and down the other. Devastating the U.S. military. And they've done this in other countries. Britain's been caught over and over again, nerve gassing people, you name it, giving them bioweapons to see how fast it kills them, and then render their organs down to create the mass seed viruses and seed bacteria to then create the larger vats of it. Just like they use monkey kidneys and things to produce the polio vaccine. They use the innards because the families get the troops back in England, in Germany, in Europe, in the U.S., in Canada, over and over again in the congressional hearings. And then there's like a side issue. And they took his organs. Well, of course they did, honey. They took your son or your daughter or your husband and they gutted them and they used them to make more of the weapon. And the elite's view is we deserve all of this. We deserve all of this because we put up with it. That's what they say. The elites say that, and I actually agree with them. I don't deserve it. I don't like it, and I don't want to be part of it. And I'm not going to join you. And I know the big, giant mass of the public will rather tear me apart than save their families. I understand that. But we got to do the right moral thing here. I understand that this is probably all going to have to unfold 1,000 times worse than it is now before anybody ever finally wakes up. And by then, they'll be injected through the flu vaccines and the rest of it. The point I'm trying to get to is this. They're not just going to come out and say, are you stressed? Which I told you they'd do 3 years ago in the video and is now being announced. Because they said they were going to roll it out when they got approval as a stress vaccine. And I went and showed it to virologists and medical doctors and endocrinologists and others. We had them on air. And they said, no, you're right, Mr. Jones, and we didn't know about this. This is a giant area of government development worldwide for behavioral vaccines is what they're actually called. Then people that are involved in it sent me more info. And most of these scientists are just leaving the country or hiding out in the mountains now, folks. I mean, that's the thing is the scientists are totally freaked out. Instead of doing anything and challenging it, people run with their families and hide. You think you're going to be able to hide from the rollout of weaponized viruses that literally re-engineer our brains and turn us into idiots? Notice in the movies, what was the name of the first the latest Bourne? The Bourne Legacy. I tried to watch that again the other night, but I was so tired I turned it off. But you watch that. That's real, folks. That's real. But they roll it out, though, to the public in a movie about brain-boosting vaccines. They're not really boosting your brain, and actually they don't really increase intelligence. They can get rid of certain inhibitions and make you where you're ready to march 100 miles, not 50 miles. Your body has a governor, just like your car has a governor, so you don't blow your engine. That's why they hypnotize Olympic athletes and stuff, so they'll go through and bench more than they can do or squat more or jump more. That's the reason they keep breaking all the records. It isn't just the drugs. It's the hypnotism. Folks, this isn't hypnotism. They're giving special forces troops and the boys from Virginia, as they're known, the private corporate ops above Delta Force, all sorts of stuff. And these guys are dying young. They're having mental breakups. And it's just like the Bourne Legacy, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I'm telling you, it's real. And it's way beyond that. They got brain chips in them. And there it is in the news. Gulf War Syndrome, ADHD, Blaylock breaks down what the vaccines have done. And I got all this other news. But what does it all matter if with video games they're brainwashing the public, with the TV, the culture, with the chemicals and the food and the water and the electromagnetic and these viruses and all of it, and this is all real. Do you understand? I'm not trying to be shocking when I told you 5 years ago that your Xbox and other interactive games were being tracked by the government and had the CIA and FBI in them. It had already come out in federal court cases. Now they tell you, because it's in a Snowden document. And people are like, oh, come on, Alex, you know, a decade ago, your phone doesn't listen to you even when it's off. And, you know, there aren't cameras on the, you know, the camera on the computer isn't watching you. And, of course, now it all comes out. Because it was already out. Okay, I'm not lying to you about the viruses in the vaccines, the cancer viruses in them. They're killing us. And I know it's scary to admit I'm telling you the truth. How would you like being on the air and being the tip of the spear talking about this? How would you like that? The only reason I'm not dead is because people are praying for me and God's in control. But outside of that, in the temporal zone, you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that now I've said so much that they hope no one pays attention. Now, they can just misrepresent what I've said in the news and assassinate my character so that people don't go actually look at what I've said. If they kill me, it will make everyone go look at what I've said. That's the only reason I'm alive. And they may still kill me because they can tell I'm getting smarter, I'm getting more professional, more profound. And I can in my gut, in my spirit, tell that if I become even more effective, they will probably wipe me out or set me up. And, hey, I have a responsibility. What am I supposed to do, just kind of back off and let them start giving people vaccines that literally eat their brains? Am I supposed to just play ball with Satan? I can't do it. And I don't look forward to being killed. I don't look forward to being tortured. I don't look forward to being in some dungeon with these people, but I got to do what I got to do. I mean, I just cannot be a coward and stand down and watch these people hurt innocents and ruin humanity and vandalize our human species because they're devils. I just can't be part of it, folks. And I want you to decide you're not going to be part of it because as God is my witness and on a stack of Bibles and my children, I'm telling you the best truth I can. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, but I'm trying to be truthful with people, and what I'm telling you is verified. It's so much more horrible and sophisticated because I'm trying to track the life work of the globalist in the life of their 200-year or so corporation. That's about how old this current Malthusian plan is, picked up by the British Empire, the most powerful empire in the world at that time, and then deployed as the dominant world system of anti-human, turn us into animals, turn us into robots. I mean, they said 100 and something years ago, discover the genes. They already knew. That's why the symbol of medicine is a double snakes together. I mean, this is a lot more advanced, folks, than what people even know. And the elite believe they're getting spiritual knowledge from what they call angels or goddesses. And I don't even get off into all this. I'm just telling you as a sociological view, where they think they're getting this knowledge is from other dimensional entities. We call it the devil. Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. I mean, they take this serious. And, folks, I tend to think they are getting it from advanced intelligences. I mean, when you read stuff from 1855 where they created biometrics to discover the genes of humans so that they could become master engineers and become God, and then they've done it. They haven't become God, but this is off world, folks. You can call it whatever you want, okay? The Bible says it's spiritual entities that fell to earth that are manipulating humanity in a war with God. And I mean, the more I look at it and back off from it, it's like, whoa, man. I'll say this. I don't know how they came up with all this, okay? But I'm telling you, I study it, and it is the most evil, anti-human, murderous, destructive thing. And these people have appetites to hurt innocent children and to murder people and to hurt people. They're not trying to develop all this to empower humanity. They're doing it to not just kill humanity. They could probably already release a bioweapon and kill almost everybody. They want to fundamentally wreck us and ruin us and destroy our free will, and then turn us into an abomination before they kill us. And it's about 1,000 levels deeper into hell than something like Jeffrey Dahmer or John Wayne Gacy, you know, torturing little kids and stuff. I mean, it's I have seen hell, ladies and gentlemen. I have studied their writings. I have looked at it. These people make the crew from Hellraiser look like good guys. Okay? And so I'm just telling you, there's no making a deal with these people. They are the sworn enemy of life itself. And if you don't decide to fight them, you are signing up with abomination. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
You've spent precious time and money preparing for emergencies. Your generator is good to go. You have plenty of extra fuel stored, but you're never truly ready without PRI fuel stabilizers. More than half of generator failures occur because the fuel has gone bad. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh and keep you ready for any disaster. That's why the pros rely on it and why you need it. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com for the dealer nearest you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there was some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
I'm ready.
You know, occasionally I really get on air and just kind of break down and just tell you what I'm really feeling when I wake up at 3 a.m. in a cold sweat in the middle of the night. I mean, I've analyzed what these people are doing, and it is, I'm like a detective who for 20 years, 21 years being a political activist, 18 years on air, is immersed in this. And I mean, listeners, you know I don't make this stuff up. I can rattle off documents, names, U.S. code. I've so immersed myself in it that I I know, and this is really humbling, actually. It's not an arrogant statement. I know more about the New World Order than almost anybody in general overall knowledge. There are a lot of specialists out there that know more than I do in certain areas. There are globalist technocrats who understand the master plan, who built it, who obviously know more than I do. But then they can't even see it from the perspective of somebody who wants justice and liberty in a future. They follow a very dark flame. And so it is a bizarre position to be in. And also just see how it's all out in the open. But it's so complex and so big, I can't really blame people that hear this show and think I'm nuts, because I've been studying this for 20-plus years and loving history before that, preparing me for this in the school of being streetwise growing up in Dallas, that everything in my life has led me towards this point. Everything that happened to me was part of the journey, part of God preparing me for my work, and God's prepared you for your work. And it's just bizarre to be in this position, and bizarre to feel like I'm in one of those old movies. I've used this analogy many times, where the archaeologists, because this really happened in some famous cases, is what it's based on, would go into a throne room in South America or in the Middle East of a pyramid or a temple, and then all of a sudden the walls would start closing. You know, a big rock would fall down on the entrance, and the walls would start closing, and sand would start pouring in, or a big boulder would come rolling down at them. And I'm in here with everybody else, the sand's coming in, the walls are closing. And I'm going, those walls are closing. And people are like, no, they're not. And they're like, actually, they are. But maybe the walls just want to hug us, Alex. And I'm like, now we're all squashed in here. I'm like, no, it's not. We got to find the lever to get out of here. And I collectively, we collectively, cannot get out of this unless people really have a break with the system. You've got to have a break with it and realize and come out of the matrix and really come out of the false reality and come out of the artificial habitat that they haven't completed yet. That's what's scary about this is they're building the cage around us and then talking to us like we're kids going, there's no cage getting built around you. And we're like, yes, there is. And then it all comes out. It all gets confirmed, and it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And there is a big awakening happening. That's positive, but not big enough. We can't just awaken to it and then know it's bad. We have to awaken to it and then do something. And John B. Wells is going to co-host with us for an hour and a half today. Then he's going to be on the nightly news. A real treat to get the Saturday host of Coast to Coast AM. .com down here. I love George Norrie, and I just love John B. Wells and the whole crew over there. I think it's some of the best radio out there just to get people thinking. And I like the direction that he and George have taken Coast to Coast towards to a more libertarian, patriot bent. And really, George Norrie especially, you know, being there 14 years or whatever it is, or 10 years, 11 years, whatever it is, has really, you know, done a lot to make the show about 60% hard news and the other fun stuff, where it used to be 90%, you know, of the fun stuff, as they call it, the chupacabras and all the rest of it. I've really seen Coast to Coast help get people outside the box on so many fronts. So some good certainly coming out of that. And I like John B. Wells. He's also a famous voice actor as well. And so we'll get him in studio with us. And then I will cover all this news. There's like literally, I don't know, 10 or so stacks of key news here. All of it is absolutely important, and we'll cover it all. Briefly, because Christmas is here, that's a great time to wake up friends and family. You can get 5 months free right now with a nightly news membership at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. 5 months free right now. When you sign up for 6.5 months, you get the other 5.5 months free is what it comes out to on the yearly membership. Or you can do the monthly $5.95, and you get 11 memberships for the price of one, I should add. We literally just use that to pay for the bandwidth and the website and some of the crew on the TV show. And it's really helped us get ready to launch the new studio and put the TV show on some cable systems. And very, very soon, we're finally getting to it in just a few months or even closer. So thank you for becoming PrisonPlanet.tv members and giving that as a Christmas gift or a gift this holiday. And we're going to end the special tomorrow morning. 20% off with promo code WATER20 on all the ProPure stainless steel gravity-fed filters that cut out the fluoride. They're the best product out there. Lowest price anywhere at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code WATER20. And that promo will end tomorrow morning.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSKFLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business,
That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring to the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside. I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take us.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart of 1776.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live on this Wednesday, the 11th day of December, 2013. And John B. Wells, host of Coast to Coast AM, along with the great George Norrie and others, is a veteran radio host and voice actor with credits ranging from radio stations and TV shows to movies and advertisements. But I like him for his libertarian, constitutional, classical conservative views, and just enjoy listening to his show. It's one of my favorite times to listen to Coast AM. And he's done advertisements and worked for big companies, you name it, in all seven continents. He's also a musician, writer, composer, martial artist, and aviator. In addition to serving as the announcer for CBS's Late Late Show with Craig Kilborn, Wells has lent his voice to Oliver Stone's JFK, talk radio films, and appeared in many other films. He's also recently voiced promos for Discovery Channel's Deadliest Catch and Gold Rush. After frequently serving as a guest host on Coast to Coast AM, he, the last few years now, has been hosting it. It's very, very popular. And so, in fact, one of the most popular time slots there. And so we're very excited to have him. CaravanToMidnight.com, JBWells.com are his websites. And I saw him up there at the whole JFK 50th, and then he was there with us for about 4 hours, left a little while before the police attacked us. We thought it was all over. Before the deputies attacked us, and so we had him on from the road there, went out to dinner, really enjoyed getting the chance to hang out with him. So I invited him down to Austin, Texas. So he hopped on a flight from Big D, like a 25-minute flight, and came in here, and he's with us for the second half of the transmission. And I told him, I said, what do you want to talk about this morning before he flew here? He said, whatever you want to cover, just like when I go on his show. And then I said, well, I mean, what do you want to cover? And he said, look, just throw out questions at me. And then I'll try to give you my take on them. Now, you know how I am, John. As soon as I start talking, or if you pause for me, I'll jump in. So you're here. I want you to be able to talk some and go over all these articles. So I'm going to throw a lot of subjects out at you today and just randomly get your take on it. Bitcoin.
Set up. Nothing is, by the way, it's great to see you.
Good to see you, buddy.
Fabulous complex you have, and all your people are so nice and professionally get it done. It's a really smoking crew. I like it.
Well, we're really about to go to the next level, so we're running around like an anthill.
Yeah, this whole Bitcoin thing, I subscribe to the proposition that none of this stuff is by accident, and everything that we see, it's like, look the other way. And the noises come from over there. Look that way. That's where the action is. So I started. I was behind the curve pretty bad on Bitcoin because I don't play around with the financial markets. I'm not interested in stock investment or any of that. I just observe what's going on. Hey, the market crashed. Well, that's bad. Market's up. Okay. Oh yeah, there was that quantitative easing. That's probably why the market's up. Okay. And that's about the extent of it. But Bitcoin started becoming a term more and more frequently used. And I just thought, this stuff is getting just a little bit too much play, for it to be some really revolutionary idea in mercantilism. And of course, when it hit the papers yesterday, so to speak, that J.P. Morgan is going to upgrade their patent on their version of Bitcoin from 1999. Ah, and then the little sub headline was, persons could make transactions anonymously. There's no such thing as an anonymous transaction over the internet. That's just rubbish. So to me, it's like, okay, there's your one world currency in the making. Particularly if J.P. Morgan's behind it, because they're behind everything that has anything to do with money and have been since there was a J.P. Morgan.
Well, I'm on record saying that this is the type of thing that I think J.P. Morgan or Goldman Sachs is behind. And I'm not saying that unequivocally, but I've always not followed my gut, even though it's always been right. Now I follow my gut.
Yes.
And my life just gets better and better and better by the millisecond, because the gut's running things now. The brain already knows what's going on, and intellectually I see a lot of stuff that's wrong with it. And here's my issue. They keep saying in the last 5 years, we need a new bubble. They said we're going to come out with a new digital global currency, but we need to call it something other than SDRs, strategic drawing rights. They said they want $100 trillion in new liquidity from taxpayers. So they run it out there like it's this new crypto thing against them. A bunch of people jump on it, like the tulip bubble. You know, where tulips were going for the equivalent of $1 million, and then a month later were worth nothing in Europe. People can look up that as a case. It has all the signs and handiwork of the same tailor. This suit was cut from the same cloth. Now, I'm not saying people can't make money in the run-up of it. I don't want the bad mojo, the bad karma, reap what you sow. If my gut tells me there's something wrong with it, forgive me, I'm just saying danger, Will Robinson. You know, we have something approaching from the east, very large, very dangerous. And I totally concur with what your gut is telling you. And now it's, oh, they had a patent 14 years ago of something. And this comes out of Austria, and no one will say where it is. And it's been pumped in the liberty movement. They may even destroy this and roll something else out and then blame us. I'm not getting blamed when it all goes belly up.
The thing is that the most fundamental concept of capitalism is one that I believe most people don't understand, and that is these contractions have to occur. If you just read the back of any credit card statement, any institution's the specifics and the details of what your loan is going to cost you, you see that, I mean, back in the 80s even, I thought, you know, we've got M1 and M2. M1 is the cash and the checking accounts and savings accounts. M2 is basically paper money. Well, if a day came when all of that debt came due, there's not enough money in the entire system to pay it all. So what happens is we see these bubbles, you see expand, 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 and then there's a contraction. There's only one or two ways to manage your monetary system, and that is to collapse it every once in a while and throw a few players out. They bankrupt them, they foreclose on them, they resell, and then the expansion starts again. So now that this globalistic economy has come into play, well, the danger factor goes even higher, because now instead of just various markets and maybe even one country having a capitalistic contraction, now there's a possibility the entire world could have a capitalistic contraction. And to salvage it, lots and lots of players will have to be thrown out, lots of foreclosures, lots of property seized.
The globalists have used fractional reserve banking and the boom-bust cycle to gain dominant control. Now they openly say they're going to have one giant meltdown, pose as the saviors during it, make us accept a new digital global currency that we pay carbon taxes to back, that then surveils all human activity through the Panopticon NSA grid that's actually global, and then they can selectively shut down all their competition with selective enforcement. That is a high-tech total tyranny. And that, John B. Wells, as you've accurately broken it down, is the New World Order capstone, the master plan. And how do we get the general public that they're smart enough to know, to watch Sports Center and to know everything about the NFL? They've got to learn about the world. People aren't successful because you don't know how the world really works. You know about your sitcom people and your football people, you know, the male soap operas. And I get football, folks. I like it, too. The point is that I'm not that smart, and I figured this out. John's a smart guy. He figured it out. And it's all coming towards a very bad design contraction. So what do we do about it?
Well, I don't really know what we do about it, because the other component is one that we've discussed before, and that is taking some of the players out may equate to literally taking some of the players out. In other words, big conflagration. I was reading about the, you know, if there is a huge solar, what do you call it, a coronal mass ejection and so forth that took down the grid. I mean, I believe it was on InfoWars that the potential to eliminate 9 out of 10 people because of civil unrest and this and that and the other because your grid goes down. That's
yeah. The Pentagon says that, and now they know on average every 100 years or so we get hit by one big enough that when it hit last time it blew out most of the electricity in large areas of the world. Imagine if that hits now.
Well, the population is high strung enough as it is. I mean, they're as tight as a bowstring as it is. Somebody is waiting for something bad to happen. Oh, it's not just somebody, it's this entire group. Well, which group? I mean, is it the poor group? Is it the patriot group? Is it the conservative group? Is it the liberal group? Who's waiting for something to happen? Everybody's waiting for something to happen. And you ask, what can people do about it? The thing is train yourself to look in the opposite direction from where the noise is coming. And I think we're a few months off from determining how we're going to survive, let alone succeed. Maybe the success will come later. But I think we're looking at a scenario within the next 6 to 8 months. It could be quite dramatic. I mean, all these antics from the executive office, this routine circumvention of the Constitution, this unbelievable militarization of the police departments, and these people are just running around shooting like ever before. Now, people can say, well, you got the internet now, so they can make a case for saying, no, that's just stuff that happened all the time, always has happened, and you're just hearing about it now because communications methods have improved. It's like, not really. There are more frequency, there's a greater frequency of cops shooting people that should not have been shot. I mean, this guy that shot this kid with the BB gun is back on duty. Now, the one that shot at the car in New Mexico, he gets fired. But the one who killed the kid is back on duty.
Well, we all see the videos where a lab jumps out of the car because the cop opens it. The tail's wagging. Anybody knows a dog that's friendly. And then the cop just shoots it.
I mean, what is this? Why is this happening? Why are the policemen that we trusted when they showed up? It's like, oh, good, relief. Help is here. They'll help us. I mean, to me, it's almost as though every confrontation with the police officer is potentially life-threatening now.
Well, that's because they've been trained to be warriors, and if a Marine doesn't act first, he'll be dead Marine. That's what this guy that shot the 13-year-old with the airsoft gun said in SWAT magazine. He said, you've got to act even if you don't know what you're doing. Just some action is good. Well, that's not true.
Well, that's not public service either.
But, I mean, he's not fighting the Taliban.
No.
It's not like he was in Afghanistan and the guy had something that looked like a rifle and turned around. He shot him. You'd be like, yeah, it's a war zone. It's a rural area of Northern California with a kid with a plastic pellet gun.
It's just beyond anything I've ever seen. I don't understand why you can't pull your pistol out and march up going, put your hands in plain sight or I'm going to start shooting. I'm warning you, don't do anything else. And then if somebody makes a threatening move, it's like, well, there's always a kneecap or a leg or an arm or a shoulder or something. You don't have to dump your whole magazine in the person. But I think they do that.
Well, they train them in instinctive shooting to kill them immediately. That's why we had a case in Austin where a guy with no criminal record got pulled over. Officer said, you know, get out of the car from his little loudspeaker or whatever. And the guy gets out with his wallet in his hand, and the cop just instantly, like he was a gunslinger, starts firing at him. Listen, I had an Austin cop pull me over for speeding about 10 miles an hour in Northwest Hills when I was a senior in high school. My mom said, go get me frozen yogurt. And I said, okay, because, you know, them helping me get a car meant that I would do errands for them constantly,
right?
Which I like doing. So I go up and get a thing, and my weight belt's sitting in the front of the seat, green Mustang. Cop pulls me over right by my house, like 300 yards away. He walks up, hey, how you doing? License registration, you know your speed. All of a sudden, hands on the wheel, he had the gun to my head, just going, and he was like, get out, and he was like, never mind, and luckily, nowadays, they just beat me up or something if they were wrong and prove they were, and he goes, oh, it's a white belt, oh, okay, well, I thought it was a knife scabbard, or a gun, and I was just like, okay, and he let me go, but I mean, the thing was, I was more calm with him with a gun to my head, screaming,
and he was, and he's holding the gun.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, the guy pulls up, I'm like, hey, yeah, sorry. You know, boom, gun, two, you know, like, I mean, what is that?
Psychosis. That's what it is. I mean,
well, if they're so afraid, they shouldn't be a cop.
That's correct.
That's absolutely
correct. I mean, DPS officers, Texas State Police, they typically don't act that way. Now, I'm not saying they're angels. They're not. You don't mess with the DPS. These are serious cats. They really are. But they've got a calm demeanor about them. And now, if as what happened in Fort Worth, Texas, some years ago, the DPS says, stop what you're doing, and you speed off, and he's on your truck, and he goes, stop the vehicle, and the guy doesn't do it, so he goes, boom.
No, well, that's different.
That's asking for it, you know. Yeah. A Texas state policeman that's clinging to your vehicle is telling you to stop the vehicle.
No, well, that's life-threatening.
That's different. But just to flip out because of a weight belt in the seat, it's like, what's wrong with you? And I think a lot of these guys are probably ex-military. When they come back from being in the stuff over there, what are they going to do? How can they apply those skills? And they're already jacked up.
Well, I would be completely exhausted every day if I just ran around with my eyes bugged out, thinking everybody was out to get me. Because I did some competitive shooting, and it was like more than half of them were cops involved in it. I got out of it because they were so whacked out and literally just acting like Rambo.
Yeah.
And just thinking people are hiding under the, you know.
Well, you know, a lot of people drink. A lot of people take Prozac-based antidepressants. A lot of these police are under. I think part of the problem is that the society is so big now. I mean, literally in numbers, physical numbers, that they are exposed to so much ugliness that it affects you. You can't see somebody.
Oh, I agree. Just reading the news every day, I've become pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's enough to make you walk on the side of your head.
We'll be right back, John. Amazing.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Bulletproof glass is great if you don't mind being shot at without being able to defend yourself. It's said the best defense is a strong offense, an overwhelming offense. And offthegrid.com, we couldn't agree more. Return Fire Bulletproof Glass disintegrates bullets fired at you on impact, while you're able to return fire on your aggressor from the other side. Your bullets hit their mark, unobstructed by the Return Fire Glass. Your aggressor won't know what hit him. Return Fire Bulletproof Glass, available exclusively at offthegrid.com. Handgun protection rated up to .44 caliber. Rifle protection to 7.62x39. Call it revolutionary risk management for an uncertain world. Check out the full line of Return Fire products, including riot shields and clipboards, at offthegrid.com. Offthegrid.com. Proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
They don't want to see
JohnnyToMidnight.com is the excellent website of John B. Wells. You can hear him Saturday nights on Coast to Coast AM on over, 600 stations or something around the country. And many stations that we're also carried by. And he's here in studio with us. We're going to open the phones up in the next hour. We're going to get into the state of the media. He was asking during the break, how long will they let us continue to do this? That's the big question. We're going to talk about that. We're going to get into Obama and his executive power grabs, the Middle East, the government funding Al-Qaeda, all of this, and a bunch of news I haven't covered yet. Briefly, it is Christmas. It's the holiday season. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com with the great products only helps fund our operation here. I mean, we couldn't do it without you. And then it also helps you have great health, great products for you and your family. The Nascent Iodine, the proprietary blend, has just done so much for my body, my skin, my thyroid, my brain. It's just amazing. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com. Our new Arabica, Chiapas High, Mountain Grown, Beyond Fair Trade, right from the co-ops. Coffee is just the best out there. It's my favorite coffee. You may differ, but you know, get a bag. It's very fairly priced. We've got several blends there, and also one with reishi mushrooms for your immune system and more at InfoWarsLife.com. And finally, you know, it's really important to give the gift of the Nascent Iodine or the Fluoride Shield or the Super Male Vitality, because everybody that ends up taking this goes, man, Alex, you're not joking. This is really great coffee. Let's face it, it's a supplement too. Or, hey, Alex, you're not playing games about this Nascent Iodine. This is so different. Look, I discover incredible things. I bring them to you. And we just launched the Maiden1776.com brass belt buckles with George Washington and, you know, Down with Tyranny and the new Made in America apparel line. That's how we're funding the building of our media operations. That's also available at InfoWarsStore.com or Maiden1776.com. We have Made in America flags that are high quality, not made in China by slaves. So a lot of unprecedented stuff up there on the site. John, this is a quick segment, obviously. I want to get into the subjects you raised, but you were talking about wanting to get into Mandela a little bit. What's your take on Nelson Mandela and that collection of communist and socialist leaders and dictators meeting? And nobody in our media pointing it out, really.
Well, this mainstream media of ours, we know it's bought and paid for. We know that it is. Gals like Amber Lyon, who said, we were paid to run some stories, we were paid not to run some stories. That pretty much says it all, and they're all doing it.
$400,000 to not run a story by the government of Qatar.
That's right. And what happened to the story about Iceland in 08? This goes back to May of 2012. Not 08. May of 2012, they threw out their whole government. They rewrote the Constitution to preclude any corporate fraud. They're refunding to every household. There's only 320,000 people. Okay, I understand that. But that's a small GDP, too.
They'd signed them on to hundreds of billions that wasn't their debt.
That's right. And they just said no. And they stopped it. And CNN's like, oh, well, we're following the story. It's like, well, why don't you follow a little bit closer because it's over a year old. Now, what would happen if in this country that went out over mainstream media that's like these people threw out their government, threw them out. They arrested the banksters. They seized their assets. They jailed them. And that's how it is. They rewrote the Constitution so that this cannot happen again. We wouldn't want any Americans getting those sorts of ideas, now would we?
You're right. Iceland is the model. And just like in Greece and everywhere else, it turned out over 90% of the debt they've been signed onto was actually British bank debt. No connection to them. Remember, the British government was trying to arrest people for terrorism or not letting them leave Iceland or use British Airways. Then it turned around. It was all a fraud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you said it was a short segment, so we'll get to Mandela later. But everything we're being presented with is a borderline fraud. I mean, they just want us to toe the line, go forward, be good little boys and girls, and don't ask questions. In other words, they don't care what you know. All they care about is how much you care.
That's right.
You know.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation
formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.